Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Let's switch gears and talk about thievery. This is all because I came into work the other day, and Josh was already here, and in the back of his pickup truck was a traffic cone, and I was like...
Wait,
is this guy doing road work after the radio station?
Part-time job.
Josh, you got sidekick? What's he doing?
Are you out there flipping the stop sign back and forth?
Yeah.
What's going
on?
Why did you have a traffic cone in the back of your truck?
I saw one, and I wanted one, and I took one. So, okay.
Joshua.
I have always wanted a traffic cone. I don't know why, but you can't, like, buy them, like a real one, like a legit one, the heavy ones that won't fly away in the wind.
Yeah.
And there was one sitting in a parking lot for days and days and days on end. And I actually saw whatever people were working there leave like a week and a half ago. And it's just sitting there. And I'm like, it's going to get run over. It's going to get pushed in the curb, whatever. And I was like, I probably have use for a traffic cone somewhere. Like, I probably do. I could use it at some point. Maybe I'll wear it on my head for a Halloween costume.
Oh my gosh,
I don't know.
There you go.
But I saw it. I wanted it, and I took it.
You stole a traffic cone.
I did. And I am really happy about it. I'm not
going to
lie.
Is it still in the back of your truck?
It may or may not be.
Unbelievable. The thievery going on in this studio. You love that?
I would never expect
thievery?
That. If we were talking about any of us doing this, Josh would be my last pick. Jeremy, this is right up your alley. Like,
what have you stolen? 303-691 one mix, 303-691-1649. Come clean. Change your name. It's fine. Katie?
Yeah.
As Josh is getting to the phones, we recently had our entire street repaved.
Okay.
They came through and put traffic cones down.
Did
they? So nobody was parking on the street.
I know you took one. I know you did.
And, you know, we got a lot of kids on our street.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes the cars fly up and down pretty quick. So one night, after they had paved our street and the traffic cones were still out there, I went outside in the dark.
Yeah.
I grabbed one of the traffic cones, and I put it in my backyard.
Yeah, you did. What is it with guys and traffic cones?
So, now, on a busy summer day, when the kids are out playing basketball and roller skating in the street, I go into the backyard, and I grab the traffic cone, and I put it in the middle of the street to slow down the traffic.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
There's reasons for it.
Yours is to wear it on your head, Josh.
Yeah, mine was legitimate.
I could use it for other reasons.
But I look like an idiot, sneaking out there in the dark.
Oh,
looking around,
too.
Grabbing a traffic cone and dragging it in my backyard.
That's funny.
What
if you ever want to save a parking spot?
You're ready.
I have a traffic cone.
Uh-huh. You're
save
ready.
Save a parking spot.
303-691-1649. Be brave. You can give us a jingle. It's fine. We'll be gentle. Like I said, you can change your name. Here's Amy. Hi, Amy. Welcome to the show. Amy.
Good morning. Sorry.
No, it's all right. Good morning to you. So what did you steal?
So this is very petty, and I'm sorry to admit that, but my husband and I are arguing, and we were almost out of toothpaste, and I stole the last tube of it out of the linen closet.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't,
Amy. Yes, I did.
No, you didn't. Amy stole the Aqua Fresh. See? Now, doesn't it feel good to come clean about that?
Not as good as it felt when he asked me, like, hey, do we have any more toothpaste? And I'm like,
Nope.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I
think it's gone.
I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
Get it off your chest, Amy.
Amy, thank you for starting us off. You have a great little day.
That's funny.
Thank you. You too.
Bye, Amy.
What did you steal? It can go back many years, too. I got another one. 303-691-1649. I stole from a guy named Jason Shulton.
Oh.
Back in 1993, the Snoop Dogg album titled Doggy Style. the CD.
I still have it in
my CD flip book.
You
it's one of the greatest
it?
Albums. My
it
mom
is.
Wouldn't let me have it, so I stole it from Jason. And I have the Doggy Style album from 1993 still.
That's a solid move.
Does Jason
though.
Know this, or are you admitting it on air right
I
now?
I haven't talked to Jason in 20 years.
Sorry, Jason.
But I have a CD. Sorry, bro. Sorry. Katie, have you ever stolen anything?
Absolutely.
Give me one really quick.
Okay, so when I was younger, I would go with my friend. And do you remember, did you guys ever have the 5-cent samples where you could put a nickel into a little box and you could take a sample of candy?
Oh, sure.
You'd
take
the grocery
like a blow
store.
Pop or something.
So I'd put a nickel in and grab a whole scoop. And I got away with that for like a month until my grandma caught me. And she made me go in and apologize. I had to give him some of my allowance money. It was a really big deal, but I got away with that for like a month because I'm like, this is a sample for me, handful of candy for 5 cents.
How would you know?
Yeah,
but this is so you, though. This is so you.
You can't
do
that.
Put in a nickel, take nine suckers.
My grandma told me you can't do that.
We got Abby and Kelly on the line, but if you want to come clean, 303-691-1649, what did you steal? Here's Abby. Hi, Abby.
Hi. So in third grade, I stole a Sharpie off of a teacher's desk because I really liked the color of it. And then in high school, my freshman year, I stole a little, like, small traffic cone. And then my junior year, there was a big one, and it had been sitting for a while in the neighborhood. And I said my little traffic cone needed a mom.
See?
So I grabbed it and took it.
What is it about the traffic cones that everybody's got to steal them?
I think it's just, like, you see it and you just want it. And I think it was just, like, the fun of... My parents went in the garage and they're like, what is this? And I was like, a traffic cone.
Abby, it was
too. My dad's like, okay, I guess.
When you see them, you usually see there's like 100 of them, you know? They're like, oh, they'll never miss one.
I'm like, they're not going to miss one. And my husband now works, like, doing, like, putting out traffic cones. And he goes, do you know how heavy those things are? I'm like, yeah, I kind of stole one in high school, but we're not going to talk about that.
I had a buddy in college who didn't have the like the rubbery, pointy, normal little traffic cone. He had like the barrel one, the barrel one with the light on top.
Oh, my
gosh. He had
it
in his dorm room. They went out one night and stole one of those.
Oh, my.
I missed the mark on this traffic
heavy
cone thievery for real, though.
Yes.
I love how you got a mom for your little one, though, Abby. That's my favorite part of your story.
That's really good, Abby. Thank you for your call.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah,
bye,
thank
Abby.
You.
Have a good day.
Bye. You too, bye.
More people are calling in. Josh is quickly trying to get to these. So 303-691-1649. If you get placed on hold, hang tight. I will also come clean about there is a little hotel in New Mexico. Every time we go, I steal one of their coffee mugs.
You have to, huh?
Because they have the best continental breakfast in the morning, and they've got the nicest mugs. And I always fill it up and take it back to our room and then rinse it out and take it home. In fact, it's gotten so bad, my parents went to the same hotel over the summer. And while my mom was there, I texted her. I said, hey, I recently cracked one of those mugs. Can you snag me another one while you're there?
You got your mom in on it.
And that's why the room rates are so high at this little place.
I know, right?
In New Mexico.
It's
me. Hi, Kelly. Good morning.
Morning, JKJ.
What's up, buddy? Come clean. What did you steal?
We were in junior high school, and I stole 12 for sale signs in the neighborhood and put them in my friend's house.
Like in their front yard?
The ornamental ones. We just loaded his yard up.
Oh. Yes. Yes. That is like one of the all-time greatest kid pranks, isn't it? Just filling up somebody's front yard.
Don't know where the signs went, but my buddy had to deal with them. So
yeah, right?
No idea.
Not my problem. Prank accomplished.
Exactly.
Kelly, that's a funny one. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Jeremy, can I just tell you, Zoe Nana just texted me and said, I have a traffic cone.
Your daughter has a traffic cone.
Oh, my gosh. What is happening?
People love traffic cones.
They
Those do. Poor people working on the roads. This is why your tax dollars are so high.
It is.
Hi, Joe.
Oh. Hey, can you hear me?
Got you, sir.
What did you steal?
I have a list. First, I got to say my name's not Joe because
that's fine.
It's so much stuff I didn't want to put my real name out there.
No, we ask people to change their names. That's fine.
Totally fair.
You sinful man.
I know.
Hi, my name is Joe, and I steal things. Joe, give us some of the things you've stolen.
Okay, so. I had really, before I got on the right meds, I have really poor impulse control.
Okay.
And basically, I mean, my hot spot was Sephora. I stole the stupidest things, a Clarisonic, a bunch of cologne, a bunch of facial products. I don't know if you've heard of Kiehl's. It's like a New York thing, but facial product there. There's
Joel has the softest skin in the state,
I know,
and he smells the best.
That's the thing. I didn't even use it.
What did you do with all this stuff?
I gave it to my lady friends. It was for the thrill of
Joe, I feel dirty talking to you.
I didn't know it was an impulse.
Now
thing.
I don't feel so bad about my CD from 1993. You know, what's that, Joe?
I would say my impulse control is much better with the right meds.
Good.
And on top of that, I forgot there's a soap place called L'Occitane and a whole bunch of soap from there.
You're the cleanest bandit in the world.
Like, for my thing.
You're like really into the beauty products and cleanliness.
Well, I'm not. I just can't control my girlfriend.
You just can't control.
All my girlfriends thought I was showering them with this, but really, I didn't have any place to put it.
Joe, I'm going to let you go.
Oh, my gosh, Joe. This is the best.
I'm glad you
changed
your name, but that's pretty damn funny that you're into soaps.
Yeah.
Joe, thank you for calling. Have a good day, bud.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
All right, you too.
Bye.
It's probably on a stolen cell phone.
I mean.
Like, that one escalated quickly.
It did.
Like, we're all laughing about a traffic cone and toothpaste. Yeah. Joe's like, I'm stealing everything I get my hands on.
Soap galore from Joe. Oh, man. I'm glad he's on the right meds, though.
He's on the right meds. Rain, he's on the right meds.
Thank goodness.
Good morning.
Thank goodness.
Good morning, Rain. So what did you steal?
Okay, so I stole one time. Can you hear me?
Yeah, absolutely. Keep going.
Okay, so one time I was at the bar with my friend when I was in college, and it was like the last week of school, and I wasn't going to be back ever. So they had these pint glasses that were engraved with the bar's name on them, and I did take one for old time's sake. I needed the memory.
You had to.
And then another time I was driving down this alley, and it was my boyfriend's birthday was around the corner, and I just so happened to run into this really nice gaming chair in the alley, and I'm assuming that someone is getting rid of it, doesn't want it anymore, so I somehow shoved it in my sedan, brought it home, and gifted it to my boyfriend for his birthday, and I told him that I found it on Facebook Marketplace, and he still doesn't know that I found it in the middle of an alley.
It could have been like a delivery that they were dropping off, like in the alley, I guess. What a random.
He loves it. It wasn't in a box. It was like exposed, and it had clearly been used. So it's not like I told him it was brand new. I did tell him I got it off Facebook Marketplace, but he still uses it to this day.
Hey, why not?
It was like his favorite gift ever.
I'm going to give you a hall pass on that one, Rain. Yeah. If it's in an alley and it's sweaty and used and it's just laying there, I think you can take that.
You just got to it first.
It wasn't
that's all.
Sweaty.
Sorry, in my mind, sweat I just thought of some big dude playing Call of Duty on it, sweating like crazy. So.
But yeah, it was used.
Okay. I'm giving you a hall pass on that one, Rain.
That's
but
funny.
Thank you for calling in and sharing. Great call.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye, Rain.
You too, bye.
Bye. I think Sarah's been holding a little while. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Hi. So what did you shove it in your pockets?
I'm aging myself a little bit here, but back in the day when South Glen was still an indoor mall and you could smoke inside of it,
I went
with my older sister, and she was like, I'll give you a dollar. Go in the store. Look at what you want. I'm going to stay out here and smoke a cigarette. I was like, okay, do whatever you need to do. And I went in there, and I found a troll doll pencil topper. And I grabbed it, and I ran out of the store to ask her if she'd buy it for me, and she put it in her pocket, and we left.
Yeah, I got it for you.
Feels good to come clean, though, right, Sarah?
So you were an accessory, is what you were here. Yeah.
Well, because I brought it out of the store.
Sarah, what year was this?
Oh, gosh. I had to have been in maybe third grade, so like 91, 92.
I was going to say it's probably been a long time.
I love the old South Carolina
Mall. Funny. Sarah, that's a funny, funny call. Do you still have the troll topper?
I don't.
Oh, darn it. I wish
I
you still had
those,
it.
I loved those, though, with the crazy hair.
Yes, yeah.
I
the
had
best.
Them all on top of my pins, too. I see why you wanted it
Is it
so
weird
bad.
That I would rub them back and forth on my lips?
No,
I like
that's
the way
how you
hair.
Made wishes.
Oh, I get it all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
That's how you made wishes?
That's how you made wishes.
I had no
the
idea.
Hair. Yes.
Sarah, thanks for the laughs. Have a great day.
Yep, thanks. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. We'll do two more here. Is it Brea?
Brea.
Brea, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Brea. What'd you steal?
So back when COVID had started, I was working at an Amazon warehouse, and they have security that checks your bags as you're walking out, and you have a turnstile, stuff to go through. I managed to stuff into my sweater walk out with a pink and white Michael Kors bag.
Why did you do that? You could have just played Pick Your Purse at Mix 100.
I know.
But this was when COVID was happening. You guys weren't doing the purses as much.
Well, jeez. This
is a solid reason.
That's I hope you changed your name.
I did.
Yeah,
it's always a name I liked that I've heard in a story before.
I feel dirty about this. I really feel bad about this topic.
That's an expensive one.
I don't know.
You asked for
it. I know. I feel all yucky now. I feel
I stole an even bigger bag that was an overnight bag, too. I managed to get that one up my sweater and get it out. And I'm not a very big person, either. I'm only 5'2", 110 pounds.
Okay.
It was the matching set.
How are you doing that, then? Are you shoving it up so it looks like you got, you know, like, large breasts or what?
No, I just put it in, and then I have my backpack on my back, and they don't see it.
Because
they are looking at the front of me and not the back of me, and then I put my backpack back on my bag.
Honestly, good for you, though.
Right?
Good for you. No.
Get it, Brea.
Yeah. She, she got what she wanted.
No.
Get a traffic cone like a normal person.
Yeah. No. I need to go take a shower. I'm going to let you go. I feel dirty.
I dig it, Brea.
Now play Pick Your Purse, okay?
Yes.
Do it legally.
Win a purse. I've been trying. I've been trying.
Do it legally. All right. Have a great day. See you later.
Thank you. You too.
Why does that one feel so
I hope
bad
she wins the purse now.
That one feels really bad. All right. Let's wrap things up with Taylor. Hey, Tay-Tay.
Hi.
Hey. So what did you steal?
I stole a stop sign in high school.
All right.
What is with
us? And there's been crashes at that intersection ever since.
Oh, my gosh. How did you steal a stop sign?
I stole a stop sign, and I took it home, and my dad's in law enforcement.
Oh, no.
So I got in big trouble.
I would hope so. I would hope so.
And then I also, at Joe's Crab Shack, it was the salt and pepper Corona shakers.
Oh yeah,
you gotta take those. Yeah.
Those are fair game all day long.
Cool.
Those are fair game all day long. I'll give you a traffic or a street sign story. In high school, one of my friends lived on Spread Eagle Lane, sign was stolen probably 15 times.
I bet
until they finally welded it to the pole.
Oh, say,
and put
the
bolts
name
in it, and just like really change the name.
It's Soarin' Eagle Lane now.
Right, no more Spread Eagle Drive. Taylor, where's
I lived out in the country, so I was like, well, I'm just going to take a stop sign home.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. You know, kids do kid things.
Yeah.
Hey, have a great day. Thanks for calling.
You as well. Thank
all right,
you.
Bye.
Bye, Taylor.
Those are all great. And the ones coming in on the text line are pretty
good too.
So many of those cones.
Somebody
else has another big barrel from in the college dorm room, just like my buddy did.
I kind of want that one now. That's my next purchase.
I remember that. And it took big, like, D-size batteries in the back of it for the lights. I mean, that's how
so
old it was.
Sick. Anyway. I love that.
Hey, everybody, thank you so much for calling in and coming clean today. Go home now and read your Bibles.
Right?